Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Otherwise known as Heart. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, but not for long. Anna Brakefield, also once upon a time known as Anna Yeager, is the co-founder of Red Land Cotton. Her father, Mark Yeager, and she founded this a while back, and he's a cotton farmer. She grew up on a cotton farm in northwest Alabama, and her father decided that he didn't like the fact that as a farmer he was getting the hindmost of the finished product being sold to consumers, and the growers of the cotton, the ones taking all the risk, We're only getting too small of a portion. He said, we can fix that, right, Anna? And he came to you and he said, let's do this on, let's take this to market, right?
Exactly.
So he's your father. Yeah. I have children. I'm not sure we could work together. How's this working out?
And, you know, sometimes it's not the most beautiful thing in the world.
Because friends you choose, employees you choose, family you're stuck with.
You are stuck with, but that's part of the good thing is that you can say things that are honest, and you may have your feelings hurt for a time, but you are family, so you have to kind of get over it.
Yeah.
So that is the positive side to it. And I mean, so my two brothers farm with him as well. My sister-in-law works with me, at our warehouse.
Wow. It really is a family business.
It really is a family business.
So how does that work on Thanksgiving? I mean, do we talk about business at Thanksgiving? or
exactly. We talk about business, religion, and politics. And so
God.
You know.
And so that means, that means there are no knives at the table, right?
Correct. We all have to use plastic.
That's funny. So you got a sister-in-law working with you, brothers, a sister and brothers working together. That doesn't work. How does that work?
Well, before I got on the phone with you, my brother called me. He was he's going to help me make a shipment of fabric today, and so we were talking about that.
Wow,
it's honestly aside.
Did you guys get along when you were children? When you were kids at home, did you get along? Did you fight?
We definitely fought, but hopefully we've matured a little bit.
Yeah.
Since then, but no, ultimately I think we're all kind of in this together. This is part of our family business.
One thing I know for a fact, and I don't know your family, but based on what you told me that you guys have accomplished, There's a pretty good set of parents that raise some pretty well-adjusted kids who understand values, who have a high degree of appreciation of the values that people need to have, like respect, like communication. So I congratulate them on this. What do you think?
Yes, and as a fairly new parent myself, I understand more and more each day the difficulty of that job.
She's not only a business executive and an entrepreneurial founder, folks. She's a mother of two little guys, little diaper guys. So, what would you tell somebody else who was contemplating going into business with their father, with a parent?
You know, I think you have to be very honest with yourself about your strengths and their strengths and see if those line up well together. I think my dad and I, when we both respect each other and respect each other's strengths, we work together really well.
Mm-hmm.
And complement each other rather than trying to override each other. But ultimately, it can be a really good thing.
Yeah. It really can be, you know, and I've got a family business myself, and it can be great. My problem is I never turn it off, and my other family member does.
Oh, no.
And that's my problem. I have to really control that. But so let me ask you a question. Are your boys, your brothers ever, are they ever chauvinistic toward you at all in any way, would you think? Do they mansplain? Do the boys, do the brothers mansplain to you?
Mansplain?
Do they?
My gosh. not in a way that offends me.
And not get away with it? Is that what you're saying?
Right. No. Most of the things that they're good at, I let them be good at.
Right.
And try not to tell them what to do, and they don't try to tell me.
So everybody knows, like as Inspector Callahan said, a man has to know his limitations, right? Everybody knows their limitations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Self-awareness is a great tool.
So you give self-aware, and you give yourself space, right? This is my silo. That's your silo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that's a good way to look at it.
Redland Cotton, ladies and gentlemen, they're cotton farmers in Northwest Alabama. They grow it out of the ground. They produce a raw product. They've designed the whole linen, array of linen products. They outsource the manufacturing. They insource the marketing. I encourage you to go to redlandcotton.com and learn more about this great entrepreneurial story. The Yeager family, and including Anna, Mark, and Mark's daughter. Hey, Anna, good job today. Will you come back?
I certainly will.
Keep up the good work, and good luck with the kids there. Anna Brakefield, ladies and gentlemen, co-founder of Redland Cotton. I'm Jim Blassie, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.